our sermon, sort of sermon or meditation or elucidation of the word today, is presented again by the children and youth of the church, including Joel. And it's a part of it. I sort of put it together. It's adapted from a little play called Midsummer Canaanite's Dream. And it's also, Miranda may recognize, the second half of it is from a section of our confirmation curriculum. And we have, I've sort of taken some liberties, but they are used by permission. And I'm really grateful to the youth for bringing this intriguing passage of scripture to life. So now I will turn things back over to the youth, and Otto will begin.
Hey guys, guess what? I had another one of those dreams last night. It was so cool. Well, actually, I was so cool. I was the star of the whole show and really famous. It was unreal. Whoa, I am just so excellent.
You are a major pain, is what you are.
You never stop, do you?
You are just so full of yourself.
Hey, wait a minute. You've been snitching on us again, haven't you?
Yeah, Dad grounded us for not watching this sheep properly.
And who else but you would have told him?
But I've seen you. You just hang around texting your friends. I have every right to tell him if you're not doing your job properly. At least I'm a responsible, good child.
That'll be the day.
Come on then, and get your hands dirty for a change. Do an honest day's work.
Oh well. Actually, I can't today. New coat, guys. I might get it all dirty and sheepy.
It's an Aeropostale.
How did you score an Aeropostale?
Oh, we get our hand-me-downs.
By the time they've gone through six or so of us, they're like rags.
How come Dad gets you name brand stuff anyway?
You spoiled little brat.
Daddy's boy.
You're such a show-off.
Aw, leave him alone. There's work to do for people who aren't babies.
Joseph wanders off, but the next day, while they were working, Joseph went running to his brothers.
Hey guys, guess what? Last night I had a really weird dream. We were tying up bunches of grain out in the field when suddenly my bunch stood up while all of yours gathered around and bowed to me.
Seriously, give me a break.
No, really. And then I had another dream, even weirder. I dreamed that the sun and the moon and 11 stars all bowed down to me.
Who do you think you are?
Do you think you're better than us?
Yeah, like we'd ever bow down to you, Mr. Big Shot.
Get lost, Joseph.
Yeah, beat it. Some of us have work to do.
They chased Joseph off, but the next day, out in the pasture with the sheep.
That's okay, Charlotte. Go ahead.
You know what?
That's okay.
Hey, get a load of this. Here comes the hero, the dreamer.
You could spot that coat from a mile away.
I bet the old man sent him out to check up on us.
You know what? This is the perfect chance to get rid of him once and for all.
How?
If we kill him and throw him into one of those pits over there, we could easily convince everybody into thinking a wild animal got him and ate him up.
And nobody'd be any the wiser.
Hang on a minute. Let's not get too carried away. Just chuck him in a pit and leave him there.
Right. Grab him.
Grab him. Get his coat.
Key.
Sweet James Joey, baby. Now let's have some lunch.
Oh, what's that over there in the distance?
Alex, I think.
It's just a truck convoy.
You know what? We could make some big bucks out of this situation.
How?
I think it's you again, Charlotte.
Oh, wait, hold on. Not sure why, but part of the script on my paper is cut off.
Oh, okay. Does someone else have, Miranda, can you read that, those truckers?
Those truckers are always after workers. No names, no papers. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Let's sell Joseph to them. It'd be better than killing him. After all, he is our brother, even if he is a pain.
And we'll make a little money while we're at it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
This is a story of God at work in our lives, even when we don't know it.
In his letter to the Romans, remember, Paul said, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose.
Where is God at work for good in Joseph's story? This is where we need your help. We're going to recap the story so far, and when we hold up the signs, please read out loud what's written on them.
So I'll be holding up the signs, and Joel and Isabel will lead the reading of them, but you're welcome to join in if you like. So we'll practice. Alex, you can go ahead and start.
So let's review. Many, many years ago, there lived a faithful man named Jacob. He had 12 sons.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad because he favored one son in particular, Joseph, and that made his other sons jealous.
Ooh, that's bad.
No, that's good, because Joseph was a young man who was more concerned with God and with understanding God's plans for him than with his brother's feelings.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad, because Joseph's brothers plotted to throw him in a pit and leave him for dead.
Ooh, that's bad.
That's good, because a caravan of traders was passing by and the brothers sold Joseph into slavery instead of sparing his life.
Oh, that's good.
And now we pick up the story where we left off. So, as you were saying?
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad, because the caravan went to Egypt, which was very far away, and they sold Joseph to a dude named Potiphar. Potiphar. Joseph was sure he'd never see his family again.
Ooh, that's bad.
No, that's good, because Joseph was really good at his job in Potiphar's household, and Potiphar trusted him.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad, because Potiphar's wife lied to her husband about Joseph, and Potiphar had Joseph thrown in jail.
Ooh, that's bad.
No, that's good, because Joseph met two men there who worked for the Pharaoh, the king. They each had a dream that Joseph was able to interpret. Pharaoh heard of Joseph's abilities as an interpreter of dreams and call on Joseph to tell him what his dreams meant.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad, because through Pharaoh's dream, Joseph realized that Egypt would have 7 years of plenty, but then 7 years of famine.
That's bad.
No, that's good, because Pharaoh saw that Joseph was a good man. He could manage this business for all Egypt.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad, because Joseph's family was in Canaan, and famine came to that land too. Nothing grew, and the people were hungry.
Ooh, that's bad.
No, that's good, because his brothers came to Egypt to find food. They came to Pharaoh's palace seeking help.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad, because Joseph recognized him, but they didn't recognize him.
Ooh, that's bad.
No, that's good, because when they finally realized who Joseph was, this is what he told them. Do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's great. After all the wrong things that Joseph and his brothers did, God was able to do something good.
And that is fantastic.
Amen. All things work together. The story of Joseph shows us for those who trust in God, even when it doesn't look like it. I want to thank all the children and youth for bringing that story to life so fully and making God's word. You can unmute if you want to, and making God's word so real to us. And now, let's see where we are. I am going to, there we go. I am going to invite Joel to lead the prayer of invitation to the offering.
Let us pray. Giver of all things, accept these gifts that we return to you and use them to better your kingdom on earth. Help us to see your gifts in each other and in ourselves, no matter how old or young we are, that we may share your gifts with the world. In the name of Christ, your greatest gift, we pray, amen.
Amen. And of course, we can't pass the plate on Zoom, but I do hope that you are able in whatever way, by mail or online, to contribute to the work of the church. And today we are delighted that Charlotte Toll will be the soloist for our offering anthem.